2, 1. What is up, Hermit Gang? We are back again. It's been a week. It's been a week, guys. We are back. I haven't had too much time to record, but, you know, we're sitting down. We're having a good time. We're having a nice, chilled Monday. It's a nice, chilled Monday afternoon. I'm in your ear. I'm in your car. I'm throwing around my notes because I'm a fucking pleb. And yeah, it's good to be sitting down and just doing some therapy, doing some chatting, doing some yarning, doing some whatever you want to fucking call it. But yeah, it's great to be back behind the mic. So I'm super stoked. I've got the hairline out in full force. I didn't want to wear a hat today because my hair's all fucked up. So I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna rock it with what the Lord and Savior gave me, or what my dad gave me. Cheers, Dad. I know you're listening to this now, so thanks for the balding head. But yeah, it's great to be back. It's good to be here. I forgot my water bottle, so it means I'm going to have a dry throat, so that sucks so many dicks, but it's okay. Yeah, so what's been happening? I have been away. I've been away in Sydney lately. It's kind of where I left on Thursday. Thursday night, and I took a solo flight by myself to meet my girlfriend in Sydney, and we caught up with a couple mates. Yeah, I guess not really to do with Sydney either, but I don't know, like, I guess it's kind of like a shitty thing to kind of complain about, but I am going to complain about it. I've just been kind of off social media at the moment. Like, I know I haven't really been using social media to be social. I've been doing a lot of stuff, like, obviously, you know, trying to grow the podcast. I've been doing a lot of stuff around just Instagram, Facebook, promoting stuff, doing all that sort of stuff. And last week, I kind of went off it a little bit. I think it's because with your phone, you get like a screen time thing where it says, oh, your screen time is up this week, or your screen time is down this week, and it gives you like a time, like how many hours you were using social media. And I got one last week, early last week, and it was like, I think I was on social media for 3 hours a day. And you know, that was an average time over 7 days. So, you know, you average bloody 3 hours a day over 7 days. Like, that's 21 hours. That's almost an entire day I was on social media. And like I said, I was actually doing stuff, like, you know, doing that whole, just trying to grow essentially, and just trying to put out as much shit as possible and trying to document as much shit and try to put as many stories up. Because, you know, if you do look into those sort of things, you're like, you know, you have to be a presence. If you're someone that doesn't post that much, people don't want to follow you. So trying to push that. And I think I just got a little bit caught up in that. And then I saw that, you know, I'd not wasted, but that I was losing 3 hours of my day. So I was looking at it like, you know, I'm at work for 8 hours. I'm 3 hours on social media. And it's like, you know, I just felt shit. I felt so shit. So last week I made a conscious decision, like, to kind of pause it. I didn't really upload many things on Instagram besides like the actual, you know, stuff about the podcast I released. Same with like doing things like, you know, posting videos on Facebook and like little snippet videos and stuff like that. I honestly just couldn't be fucked. Like, I really love this stuff. This is my favorite thing. But the other side that you don't really get to see is that, like, that pushing, and then even looking at like YouTube videos to try and like grow things, how to grow podcasts. It's very, I don't know, it's draining. And for someone who loves doing this just for the sake of talking, to have to do that stuff as well is kind of frustrating. But once again, if it's part of the game. So I did make a conscious decision last week. I kind of got off a fair bit of stuff, and I felt really good. So if you didn't hear from me, or if you didn't see any things or anything like that, I haven't gone anywhere. I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to enjoy my weekend in Sydney. I'll post here and there, but I was just so over it. And it's good. I got my screen time back down to a normal amount, you know, like an hour and a half a day, which is still kind of shit when you look at the grand scheme of life. But no, it's good, and I feel a lot better now. So It's awesome. It's really great, and I'm feeling excellent. I got 3 more weeks of work left till I'm on my long-awaited holiday, in which I'm literally just going to try and become a professional podcaster in that 6 weeks. Not really, but I am excited to be able to spend a lot more time on this and a lot more time organizing things, and have a bit more flexibility around when I can do things, because it is kind of draining having to do things at night or in the afternoon. So yeah, really good stuff, and I love it. I'm really excited, and I'm just bloody feeling fantastic. But yeah, I did go to Sydney, and it was great. I love going to Sydney. Sydney is weird because it's so vastly different from Brisbane. I feel like Brisbane is like, I don't know, Sydney's like the child in the family that's, you know, winning, like they're doing everything and everything's all amazing and everything. And Brisbane's kind of just like that brother who hasn't really got his shit together yet, but he's still getting there. So going to Sydney is a real big, I don't know. I guess it's like an internal culture shock. Like you're the same culture, but everything's just, I don't know. Everything's just like 10 kilometers faster in Sydney. So going there is kind of weird. And of course I had to fly there, and I fucking hate flying. I'm not a great flyer. I don't know what it is. I'm not scared of flying. Like, I'm not worried that, you know, terrorists are going to come and hijack the plane. I don't know. There's something about being, you know, however many Ks above the earth and not being in any sort of control. I think it's a control thing. You know, so I get super anxious about that. And I don't know. I always like, I'm like a glutton for punishment, because I'll always like the day before I'll go, I'll like look at like, oh, you know, top 10 plane crashes of 20 fucking whatever. And I just literally like make myself shit myself. So flying's not great, but I always find, you know, I always have this mindset now of when like kind of shitty things happen to me, I don't look at them as like shitty things anymore. I just look at them as like, oh man, this is going to be fucking brilliant to talk about. This is one of those things where I got to my flight, and first of all, I'm not a very good domestic flyer, in that, you know, I more so travel internationally. I don't really travel interstate. I usually just drive if I'm going to go anywhere. And, so I am so used to having to rush to get to a flight. Like, you know, in international flights, you got to be like between 2 and 3 hours before the bloody flight. Whereas like, you know, domestic travel, it's like a bus. Like you just hop on, they just scan your bloody ticket. No ID, no nothing. Just jump on the thing and off you go. So, you know, you don't have to get to a domestic flight till like, you know, 15 to 30 minutes before your flight. But here I was rushing, and I got there, I checked in, did all the online check-in, and I ended up getting there like an hour before the flight, like an hour before the bloody thing boarded. So of course I was stuck there, and you know what you do when you're stuck is you go get food. And it seems like everything at the fucking airport is made with gold, because it costs $1 million. Like, I couldn't find one meal over fucking $17. So I ended up paying $21 for a bowl of ramen, which wasn't even that good. So shout out to the domestic airport of Brisbane. But, and it was really frustrating too, because I got in there and I didn't realize there was two thingos, and all I wanted, I could have done with just like some chips, some potato chips. But I went there and they had all these gourmet fucking places where it's like ramen and dumplings and I don't know, like burritos, gourmet burgers, one of them fucking health bars where they sell like chia pods and stuff. I was just like, not feeling that. I just want some chips. So I like went there, I was like, hey, do you guys sell chips? They're like, no, but we have bloody vegetable tempura. I was like, well, does that sound anything like the word chips? So end up getting the ramen, and then the fucking painful thing that happened was I walked down, like, you know, I just went for a walk trying to get me steps up, and I went for a walk down the other end, and there was another eatery that I had no idea about. And of course in that eatery it had like Red Rooster and all the places that would literally just sell chips. So my trip ended up, my bloody flight experience started off pretty shitty, because I had the ramen, and the ramen was just so expensive. Like, it was good ramen, don't get me wrong, like ramen's great ramen, but you know, when you pay $17 for ramen and you're getting like, I could make better ramen for like $5 at home, you're automatically going into it feeling pretty salty. So you know, that sucked. But then, so I had my food, I copped it on the chin. I was like, whatever, I'm on holidays, you know, but I'll spend $17 on ramen, you know, I'm unstoppable. You can't tame me. I'm a bloody party animal. And then I get on the flight, and the flight was supposed to leave at, I think, supposed to leave at like 7:30. Yeah, I think it was supposed to leave at 7 or 7:30. I can't remember, but I'm sitting on the flight, and I was sitting there for like 15 minutes. And you know when you like look and you're kind of like, who else is getting on this plane? Because this thing's fucking full. They were saying, the air hostess said, oh, yeah, you know, we just need to fill in some paperwork because there's, you know, there's a couple people unaccounted for. We need to make sure we account for them because we don't want to leave without them. And in my head, I'm thinking like, how can you not get there on the time? Like, are you kidding me? Get shit together. So anyway, they're looking for this one guy. They've paged him like five times. And, you know, we're at the point where we're about to like literally take off. So they were just like, you know what? Fuck this dude. Who cares? And at the start of the flights, I'm assuming, I don't know, I'm not an air hostess or a host. I don't know what a fucking male air hostess. I don't know. Is it male air host? Whatever they are. But I'm assuming they like lock the toilets on the way through because they're like, you know, you don't want anyone, you don't just get on the plane and piss or whatever. So we're sitting there and they're like, they go, oh, you know, we've located the guy. And we're thinking like, where the fuck is he? And I'm in row 29. So I'm three rows from the back. And then I hear this like toilet flush and I'm thinking, nah, it's all right. You know, one of the air hostess, you know, one of the air people had to quickly take a whiz or something. So I'm like, sweet. This enormous man, this old, I think he must have been at least 65, comes out of the toilet and everyone kind of turns around and just like looks at this dude like, what are you doing? And then the air guy goes, hey mate, is your name blah, blah, blah? And the guy goes, yep, that's me. And the guy goes, oh, where have you been? And he's like, oh, well, I had to take a shit. Word for word, that's exactly what he said. This dude must have been fucking mad, you know, I can turn on it. You just have to be polite. But he said, nah, mate, I had to take a shit. So in other words, this guy's gone in, you know, he's probably got to the flight, you know, I'm guessing because he's old, he probably got to the flight enough time. But instead of going to the toilet before you get on the plane, like a normal human being, this dude has gone, nope, I'm going to get on the plane, quickly sneak into the lavatory, take a dump, which is like, if you don't have to shit on a plane, don't shit on the plane. Like if you're in the air and it's an 8-hour flight and you need to shit, like do it. Take a poop on the plane. But if you knew you had to poop and you still walked onto the plane with the intention of taking a poo on the plane, you're a dickhead. Like you are such. You literally must want people to smell your poo. You're one of those weird fetish people. So, oh man, I'm just thinking, because I was at the back of the plane too, and I'm already a pretty nervous flyer. So not only am I nervous, I have to smell this dude's like rear end for the next fucking hour and a half, because that smell's not going to go anywhere, because we're locked on a plane, literally a fart cylinder, yuck planes. But then I just said, like, what, how, why... What? Like, how are you that selfish that you literally held up the whole plane when it specifically says not to use the lavatories before takeoff? You felt like you were so important that you had to take a dump on the plane before the thing took off and then open the door so everyone on the locked plane can smell what you've just done in the toilet. Like, oh, you know, when I think about that, that is the epitome of like, okay, boomer, like, don't worry about the fucking 300 of us that are still here. Like, you go take a dump and just hold the plane up. So we left 20 minutes late. So thanks, old man, because you had to take a dump. So we all had to sit there and just like, I just sit there anxiously waiting because I thought the plane was going to explode. But don't worry, man. I hope your turd was okay. Oh, what an asshole, man. Literally, pun intended, what an asshole. Like, you couldn't have at least waited till we're in the air? Or like, you know, 10 minutes before we started the descent, maybe drop a deuce. But seriously, beforehand, when it specifically says not to, don't use the lavatories. Oh, God damn it. What an ass. That's, you know, I bet you too, he's probably the type of person that would literally like stand up. Probably stand up when, you know how you land and they go, you know, oh, you know, keep your seatbelt fastened until the plane has come to a complete stop. Like, I don't know how much more specific, like, there's not many other abbreviations for complete stop. When it says complete stop, it usually means when something is not moving. Yet there's still always like a older person who decides to just stand up as soon as the plane hits the ground. Like the thing's like in a reverse thrust, throwing you forward, and some dickhead will still stand up and try and fiddle around with his fucking bag that hasn't gone anywhere because there's been no turbulence. Like, where is your bag going to go? What are you worried? Someone's going to steal your bag. No one wants to steal your bag, Derek, okay? You've probably got like 8 books in there and some headphones that don't even work anymore. Maybe a Discman. No one is stealing your bag, Derek. Sit down. Far out. I think flying's just one of those things where because I'm so highly strung as it is because I'm scared shitless, I think I'm so critical of people on the plane. Like, and I'm not an asshole. Like, I'm not going to get up and be like, oh, like, I hate you and why are you doing this? But I just notice so much more. And it's usually older men. Older men are like, you know, like, they're just always doing things. Like, they don't think. It's like there's a part of their brain that's not working, that doesn't work properly because they just lose it over time. Like, I don't know. Maybe they just don't care anymore and that's the problem. But man, it kills me. God damn. Just sit down. Or even like the people who have to, like, literally, I, on the way home, we were in like the middle row. So like, you know, there's a door at the back of the plane, door at the front of the plane, and that you're in the middle. So you're not going anywhere. Like, unless there's a crash and you can get out the middle door, you can either go the front or the back and it's a line. And even still, when you get out, like, what are you going to rush for? Like, why do you have to be first out of the plane? Like, everyone's getting off. Are you worried that if you don't get off first, the plane's going to fucking turn around, take off and go back to where it came from? Oh man. Like, just wait. Just be patient and sit there. Sit there. Like, no, you don't. Yeah. Anyway, far out. So this is a complaining podcast because I hate flying and it sucks ass. Sucks massive ass. But yeah. Yeah, but the trip itself was unreal. Sydney's sick. Like, Sydney's one of those places where, I don't know. Like, I don't know why it's... I think because every time I go to Sydney, it's not for like work or anything. Like, it's just literally to chill. Went to some cool vegan restaurants there too. Speaking of vegans, because I'm a vegan, but I'm not a piece of shit like the ones that were protesting at Bunnings. Oh my God. Let me bring that up. See, I moved my laptop in front of me so I can use 2 hands. Vegans at Bunnings. Vegans risk of stroke. Got to be careful of that. Kyle Sanderland slammed vegans. Nice, Kyle. Everyone cares about you. Here we go. Vegan attack on Bunnings. God damn it. I hate... It's in Perth. An angry vegan has berated hardware giant Bunnings for holding a sausage sizzle to raise money for victims of the New South Wales bushfire. Let me read that to you again. An angry vegan has berated hardware giant Bunnings for holding a sausage sizzle to raise money for victims of the New South Wales bushfires. How much of a piece of shit do you have to be? Oh, here we go. Here we go. Oh, why would you block out a name? Oh, wait, no. Ugh. Why are people selling sausages to raise money? I'll tell you why. Because they're cheap and we're raising money for people who have lost houses. Legit. Attention girls. Oh, you know shit's gonna suck when you hear attention girls first. On the 22nd of November, all Bunnings stores across Australia will be holding a Red Run sausage sizzle. We will also have a tin for extra donations. Oh, wait, sorry. This is the good one. But still, attention, girls. Stop that. Attention, everybody. Let everybody know. That makes sense. You know, good on Bunnings. Here we go. Which is contributing factors to these fires? Okay, yeah, look. I'm a vegan and, you know, I'm not really a fan of selling sausages too. But at the same time, like, really? Just really? So you're going to... Like, why, you know, I try and do my best to be an open, you know, be a helpful vegan. And, you know, if people, like, whatever, whatever you do, I do whatever I want to do. And that's me. And, you know, if you want to tell me that my protein's low, yeah, eat dicks, I don't care. But, like, you know, no wonder we get looked at like we're fuckheads. Because why on earth would this happen? Why on earth would you want to do this? Like, at what point do you think that this is a good idea? I mean, we're trying really hard to push, you know, plant-based and everyone should, you know, at least give up one day a week of meat or two or whatever, you know, whatever suits you. But, like, if I was someone who ate meat and I saw that, I would literally buy 800 sausages just to be an asshole to the vegan. Oh, just so you know, we're not all like that. Okay, just so you know, not everyone's a piece of shit. Ugh, sorry. But if you are, you know, if you don't want to buy a sausage, there are so many other ways you can donate. Go donate to koalas. Or like, you know. I'm sorry. Apologies. Sorry about that. But yeah, you know. It is what it is. Life, the whole world just keeps on spinning, but, you know, it's nice, it's good at the moment. I'm looking out the window, the smoke's kind of clearing up. I'm hoping if you are affected by these fires, shit's getting a little bit less, you know, less hectic for you. I couldn't even imagine what you're going through. It sucks, man. So, you know, if you know of a friend that's getting affected, man, like, help them out, do something, try something, like, just be nice. Don't be, if you're a vegan, don't fucking protest these things, please. Like, I get it. Be internally mad. Go, I don't know. I'm sure there's plenty of other things you could protest that people would probably be on your side with, but not this one. But, you know, protest this. Here we go. Look, this is the best Scott Morrison cricket. Here we go. This was a story I loved. This was a story I loved. I didn't love it because, obviously, I didn't love it because I didn't agree with it. But this is so funny. This is the funniest thing I read. Like, he thought, get this, the cunt, sorry, that wasn't the C word. I went to say country, just so you know. But the country's leader this is the guy who runs the country. And he thought this was a good idea. I talk to kids at school. I say, you know, think before you post. Like, it's baby steps. Think before you post something. Like, you know, type it out. Do whatever you want on Facebook, you know, Instagram. Get the photo. Look at it. Maybe show someone else. Like, surely Scott Morrison has a fucking editor or something that looks over and goes, nah, look, mate, this is probably a shit idea. But the genius himself decided to post this. It's going to be a great summer of cricket. Fuck yeah, it is. You're right. That's one point. You are right. And for our firefighters and fire-impacted communities, I'm sure our boys will give them something to cheer for. Look, I'm just, you know, I see what he was going for. I do see the logic in it. But I mean, like, this would probably work if, you know, I don't know, maybe if someone wrote graffiti on your fence. Like, something that you're like, oh, this is fucking shit, but, you know, it's not my house burning to the fucking ground. And he's got a nice little photo there. Scott Morrison has weathered backlash over a tweet saying the Australian cricket team will give fire-impacted communities and firefighters something to cheer about. Yeah, you know, I bet you they're going to watch that on their TVs that are now in a fucking singed mess on the ground, you fucking tit. Oh, I don't know who I'd blame for this. Like, should I don't know if we should blame like I just said, honestly, surely there is someone in his party or something. I don't really know how that works, how politicians and social media work, but surely there is something. I don't know. Surely there was someone that said, hey, dude, look, you know, listen, like, cricket's cool. I get it. You know, cricket, ScoMo, Australia, sick lad. We love it. We love Australia. We love beers. That's it. Cool. Excellent. But, yeah, look, don't know if this got the effect he was hoping. I feel like he probably should have posted something else or not posted at all. Like, here's the thing, you know, do we have to post all the time? I took a week off social media or a week-ish off, like, I don't know, maybe, I don't know, have a break from Twitter and, I don't know, sort out how we can help these families rather than going to the cricket. There's things that you just kind of have to go, like, you're the Prime Minister. Maybe just focus on that a little bit more. But, you know, I'm not the Prime Minister of Australia. So, you know, what do I know? I'm just a fucking idiot that runs a podcast. So, anyway, interesting stories. And you know what? I'm loving the fact that I've got my computer in front of me and you get to see it next to me. And if you're listening to this and you just listen to the audio, I apologize. But I'm hoping that I read it, you know, to a point that you guys would probably understand what I'm looking at. 26 minutes. Shut the fuck up, Mattson. Get on with it. Okay, guys, that'll do for about half an hour. I'm sorry if that was just a whole bunch of ranting, but if you're a nervous flyer, I'm hoping that you could resonate with that. And if you're, I don't know, if you just think ScoMo's a bit of a dick sometimes, hopefully that made you laugh. But, you know, not everyone fucks up. I would like it if the Prime Minister didn't fuck up as much as, you know, the guy running the country didn't fuck up that much. But, you know, it is what it is. Everyone fucks up. Everyone makes mistakes. I'm sure he's a great bloke. I'm sure he's trying his best, but it is what it is. So, you know the deal, guys. That is episode, I don't even know, of the Inner City of Hermit podcast. I haven't been on my YouTube channel in a while. So, I'll have a look at that tonight. Maybe this is episode 20, mid-20s or something. We're almost done. We're killing it. Anyway, got some stuff coming up that I'm really excited for. As I said, in 3 weeks, I pretty much focus solely on podcasting. We get to the Christmas break, as you don't know. Teachers get 6 weeks, and I'm fully stoked about that. So I will be doing a lot of work on this. I'm going to try and do as many interviews as I can and, you know, just talk shit about everything that's going on in my life. So you know how it is, guys. Have a bloody good week. Drive to work, drive home from work, meal. Hopefully you're not sitting. I mean, if you are sitting next to me, watching me while you eat dinner, like a cute date, but, you know, I don't know. Be nice to each other. Vegans, don't protest too much shit. Non-vegans, we're not all that bad. If you hate ScoMo, then sorry, you know, everyone fucks up. But just be nice to each other. Just support each other, build each other up, and do your thing, Hermit Gang. Peace out. And just be, I actually need to sign off. Apologies. How about I just sign off like this? Catches. Yeah, that'll do. All right. Peace out, gang. Bye.